Right, yeah.
While on the
Abhaya Sutta,
is that
Abhaya
Sutta?
Yeah, that's the
Abhaya
Sutta, yeah.
That the Buddha is talking in terms of folk criteria.
Yep.
And he actually leaves open the possibility of saying something disagreeable at a particular time and place where it might be better suited or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I think one of the things is to come back and reflect on the fact that the collection of the Buddha's teachings that we have are oral teachings taken from different situations to different people at different times. So you've got 45 years of the Buddha giving teachings to different people in different circumstances, and they're not always going to jive, which I think is a strength in the sense that because if you're looking for one comprehensive teaching, then you're going to be disappointed about anything. But if you take the Buddha's teachings as an opportunity to sort of pay attention to, well, what might have been the circumstances at that time? Who might have been the persons? Because that, and even it isn't as if the Buddha is infallible either. Can he give a comprehensive teaching every time he opens his mouth? I doubt it. Did he even want to try? So that those are aspects of realizing. Oh, this is a kind of like a real life teacher teaching in real life situations, and the Buddha gave it his best shot every time, but. It's always going to be dependent on circumstances, dependent on the audience. He's going to be responding intuitively to what might be useful for a particular person at a particular time. So yeah, there's all of these different criteria are going to make the teachings quite different. And to me, it gives a real richness of flavor to the whole kind of canon, and it gives a lot of encouragement. Okay, what did the Buddha say in such and such a circumstance? How did it work with that?